Eating healthier is usually among the top New Year's resolutions as the holiday season starts to come to an end. So to make it a bit easier for you, we spoke with local health and food experts to provide you with tips. A 2015 Washtenaw County Health Improvement Plan survey revealed that only about 22% of adults in our county eat 5 or more fruit and vegetable servings a day.
Here at the Washtenaw County Health Department, we have some programs to help support people.
Susan Cerniglia is a spokesperson for the health department. She says the same survey helped identify some of the obstacles that may be preventing residents from eating healthier.
Within a lot of that data, we can often see disparities by income or education or where you live, even geographically, because that's one of the other things that we've learned about healthy food access, is that it can vary depending on physically where you live. How close is that nearest store? And is that a convenience store, or is it actually a full-service grocery store that provides you all the options you would need to eat more healthfully? Do you have transportation to get there, or is there accessible public transportation? So we can see that basic information about who's reporting eating healthier, but we can also see those differences across the county, and that helps us as a health department really focus in some of those areas and on those populations.
To help get you on the right track, the county offers a free program called Wise Choices. County health educator Kim Collum explains.
Which provides health intake screening, goal setting and planning, and it helps work with individuals to set small goals that they're able to attain. We look at setting small goals and not big ones, because those tend to be more attainable and they tend to be more successful.
When it's time to go grocery shopping, it's recommended that you don't do it while you're hungry, because you may end up buying food you don't need. Mary Vanderweel is Vice President of Administration at the Better Health Store. I met up with her at the Ann Arbor store.
Always have a list. Know what you're coming in for.
Vanderweel adds you should also keep in mind the store's layout when you do your shopping.
In general, the rule of thumb is always to shop the perimeter of the store, because that's where all the fresh products are. So we're standing here in the fruit and vegetable aisle, and as they say, no one ever got fat eating all fruits and vegetables. Where we get in trouble is when we start advancing into the middle aisles, where there's processed food and things that you clearly want to avoid if you're embarking on a diet or a health journey.
Now, if you think that fruits and vegetables are boring on their own, Vanderweel says you have options.
I would take that apple, cut it up, and then go down this aisle right here to the ground nut butters. And nothing tastes better than freshly ground peanuts or almonds. And I would pair that with a serving of almond butter, and that is a snack that will keep you satisfied and good for you.
So you're not just eating, I don't want to say the plain apple, but the apple on its own. You're kind of mixing it up to give it a little bit more flavor?
Yeah, and you're cutting it up. A lot of people don't even like biting into a whole piece of fruit, but once you cut it up and expose the inner part of it, it looks more appetizing.
Washtenaw County Health Department dietitian Jennifer Seidel Ellsworth recommends to try to motivate others in your household to eat healthy as well.
It's very important to make the changes for the whole family. It's usually difficult if it's just one of you that's trying to improve how you're eating compared to everybody. And it's a good way to pass on the healthier habits that you are doing. So starting from the age of 2 or 3, children can help with washing things in the kitchen. Once they're 4, they can help with some chopping, doing some stirring, tossing a salad together, things like that.
For low-income residents, the Washtenaw County Health Department also offers a free monthly food distribution service through their WIC program. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.